We started the first sif. We're holding halfway through the first sif. So he says that this, to use this beam, which is cross beam, we need to make it into a kli. So that the Kohen Ben Tamid doesn't have to be right for something else. Rashi, it has to be right for some other usage. Besides, Ramah, so the second line on page Kuf Yerches, Mikra Yerikach Kli Shabbat Leheter, Umut Latalta Lekamashinis Barad Abbasim and Shinches Siftala. So once it's a Kli, it's a Kli, not Kli Shabbat Leheter, it's a Kli Shabbat Leheter.
What is?
This kli that you're using for the crossbeam to lock the door. Benagar.
Now lock what door?
But we just let me finish my thought. Benagar shayosei chenarlimboi. So what they do is another way to keep the door shut is you shut the door. You have a hole in the doorstep. And you put this piece of wood or metal in there, so when they would push on the door to push it open, there's this wood supporting, giving support to the door can't open. So Yosei, it's like a spike, which you would lock the door with. And they thrust it into the iskufa, the doorstep. So with that material, the binyan, your mom is, you're putting it into a hole in the ground. That mom looks like binyan. So the sagi b'hachi is not enough to just designate it for some other type of use, or even make it roy, but it has to be obvious that it's a kli. So therefore, vein lerlim by elim ken ye kosher. So it has to be that it is tied, as opposed to the scenarios that we had before by the pekach and the chaloyik. Or by the beam which goes across, we do not require it should be kosher. But over here, we require it should be tied on. So it's obvious that its purpose is to go in and out, not to just, he's not adding something into the binyan. Okay, kosher, how do you do that? So if it has a bulb at one end, the head, so it can be used for other purposes. Besides being an auger, you could turn it around and use it as the pestle and your mortar and pestle to crush things with. Shadam al-Kli. Sagya in kosher bechevel dak. Shadam al-Lias nitlobay. So then, that which you're tying it on with does not have to be strong enough to support the weight of the auger. But it's a symbolic tying on, and that's enough.
I don't get it. If it's tied, how are you using it as a pestle? It's stuck to the door.
Okay. If it is doimed to a kli, that it can be used for other purposes. Not that I'm going to be using it for other purposes. I'm going to be using it for other purposes. Not that I can use it for other purposes once I attach it over here. But since but the mice, it is potentially a kli. It looks like a kli to people. It doesn't look just like a thing you stick in the ground. So it looks like a kli. So I'm not going to leave it on the ground. Why would I want to leave it on the ground? Mm-hmm. So then, Chazal said, as long as you do a symbolic act of kshira, that's enough to make it mutter. And afilo imenu kosher b'delis atzma el b'briach adelis. You know, it's not attached to the door, but it's attached to the briach adelis. Now the briach is the crossbeam. I don't know. I'm not sure what this means, because you take the beam off. Doesn't mean it's attached to the beam. It's always needs telto with the beam, or it means they always put the beam next to the door, so it's attached over there. I'm not sure which one it is. The rope is long. It's not being suspended. The whole thing is lying on the ground. So it doesn't look like it's so ready to go. It's lying on the ground, etc. That's good enough. However, it does not look like a kli at all for other purposes. Its only function is to stick it into the hole over here. So then, Imu kasher b'delas atzmoi sagi. I feel b'chevel dakshen and roi linotoboy. If it's attached directly to the door, so it's understood that this is to function with the door. So even though it's on a strong rope which can suspend it and support it, that's okay. Feel kulumunak loritz, even though it's on the ground. But however, if imenu kasher b'delas el b'briach, if it's not attached to the door, it's only attached to the briach. So then, sorshe kasher omitz. It has to be strong enough that you could actually lift up this nagger with the rope that you're using. If you love insar she hey tolui, I feel like cool martha or it's mutter, she nisa also elikish shame to benicha bekaran zabis. Now there is a manam in the Gemara that requires that it should be tolui also. That's why the Shulchan Aruch is stressing that that's not true. We don't pass like that manam, but you don't need tolui. Kosher is enough. Therefore, even though it's not suspended at all, it's lying on the ground. But as long as it has to be a stronger type of a rope, so it's clear to people that it's made for function. The issur is when it's not attached at all. So it means you would take it off and you put it off to the side. So that's when it's usur. But if it's attached, so that's mutter. Let's do Sif Beis. Kol Neger Shemar. This whole discussion about Neger that we're discussing, that we're saying as much as it put in, depending on what type, whether it has a glustra, doesn't have a glustra, how attaches it, etc. Is Myrish Eskufa Kuboya, the doorstep has height to it, and there's a hole in the doorstep, and this goes down in through the hole, but he doesn't go through into the ground. So he's not banging something into the ground. It's sitting on top of the ground, being held in place by the hole of this iskufa. Aval im nifchasa hey iskufa binyan shemachtes hanegar b'char noikev tachta moritz. If when he puts in this spike, it goes into the ground. He's banging off the spike into the ground. So then, Habib Binyan also little boy. See that would be an act of attaching something to the ground, even though it's temporary. So, but it's not much to do. Okay, fine. We have a lot of shit over here to do. Sip out.
Listen. You can put it down only by banging on it. If it slides in easily, that's okay or not?
We're saying if here's the ground and you have this doorstep and you have the door, so when you put it in, there's all this piece of wood, it's just holding it tight.
Right.
So, but it doesn't go into the ground. It's not piercing into the dirt. So it's being held in place by this. So that's mutter. That's the case we're saying is mutter, depending on whatever the scenario we said before in Tzifa. But if it's gonna bang into the ground, you must bang into the ground. That's usur.
Well, so that's not sure about the cave. The cave sounds to me like you've been pushing, digging, or banging, but you just slide it in. I mean, I have these things in my house, for example. The doors where I have things at the top and the bottom. So.
Right, but they don't go into the ground, they go into the house.
Goes into the floor.
Right. That's what he's saying. That's mutter. But if it pierces all the way down into the dirt.
No, I'm saying not piercing, but the spots where you dug out where it goes in.
It goes into the floor. It doesn't go into the dirt.
Well, they made probably dirt floors in those things.
But you're saying that the doorstep was a built-up thing. The heter is when the doorstep is a built-up thing, and it's going into the doorstep. But if it's going to actually pierce into the ground, that's us.
Okay.
Okay, Pekaka Cholon, Sif Katan Aleph. So now, so we're discussing the first case is you're putting it into the window. So we're going to see later on in Shin Tezvov, when we discuss. Okay, I didn't write the Shulchan Aruch, I'm not responsible for the order. But there's a halacha, the Shin Tezvov deals with different the halachas of oil. So there's a halachas that you can't make an oil, you cannot be moistive on an oil, and you can't say something. You can't make a mechitza. Mechitza means it's up. It's something which is vertical, and an oil is something which is going to be horizontal. So it's being oil over something. The lachos of oil are more stringent than the lachos of mechitza. So an oil of roy is usher to make. A mechitza to roy is mutter to make. So a person wants to put up, the example over there says a person wants to create some privacy and he wants to hang some sheets and make a machitza between two parts of the room. That's he can have a little bit of privacy for himself. That's mutter. Oil is not mutter, even it's a roy. So now, we discuss the case of here putting it into the window. So that's something which is vertical. So what about if you have a skylight, you have an opening in the roof, and you want to put this thing in. So now you're dealing with an oil issue. So maybe that's more chomer. So he's saying, no, afilu ala ruba shebegad, shuri. Even in the case where it's going on the skylight, the opening, you want to put this piece of wood, which will close it off. Veinu nechshav l'oil, are you making an oil? The oil kvar also, the roof is there. I mean, the house is covered, basically. There was an opening in the oil and he's covering it. So he's extending the oil. So that's being moisif on oil. It's temporary. So that's mut. Now, the Mishabura makes it sound like soposha. We'll see later on that being moisif on oil aroy is mutter. If the original oil is aroy and you're being moisif aroy on the aroy, that's a sure mutter, right? But if the original oil is keva and you're being moisif an oil aroy, so the scenario, the house is there, it's kavua, and you're extending it, even though the extension is temporary, which is what we're saying over here. Not everybody agrees with that, that's mutter. But he's saying that the shita over here, there's a shita of the Magen Avraham, that's mutter. Hariya Levi Kosav, the Hadith of Bashas, Shpakos Echaloin Bashabas, Bimne Hameis, Shla Yukana Satuma, Labayas, Vitamo Hakeva. So let's go back to the case I gave you before. Mechitzas aroy, mechitzas aroy is mutter. Now, being moisif al aroy is the same thing as making mechitzas aroy to mutter. There's a case where mechitzas aroy is also. If the mechitzas aroy is creating a halachic change in the status, the situation, so that's also. I like my privacy. We're not discussing any halachic issue. I want privacy, so that's mutter. If I'm putting it up in such a way that it's going to be, the purpose over there was to allow relations and something of that sort, which halachically is not permitted unless they make the mechitza. So then the mechitza is not just like a mechitza zaroi because it's being misakin something. So that's also to do. So now the Gemara discusses a case of closing off the aruba, which we're saying is mutter because it's only being moisif on oil aroi, to stop the tumas meis coming out and limiting the kahanim from staying in the next house. Right? So the chur over there, now what's happening is it's creating a halacha keter. So that should be a problem. She says, the real lady says, you're right. The hadith of Bashar, Shapaka goes to Chaloin Bashamas, Ibn Ayamais. So they closed off the Chaloin because of the Tumas Mace, which is there. So you couldn't have the Tumas of Bais, Yitamu HaKalim. That it shouldn't, the Tumas shouldn't come into the house and make the Kalim Tome. Okay, I remember the kids because they're crying, but okay. This is all talking about the mace not died yet. So at this point, they're anticipating the mace being nifter. So they decide to put this pekak in place to prevent the tumor. Okay. So not right now, it's just an tosefes oil. It's just an extension of the oil, which is temporary. And it hasn't this extension did not make any halachic nafkaminas. But after the mace had already died and the tumah is problematic, so he's using this to fix the problem. So that's a problem. That's also. That's the real Levi says.
Isn't it too late once the mace was nifter?
That's the next part of the argument in the Mishavuru. Everybody was there beforehand and it's too late. So what are you accomplishing? That if you bring something later on, it doesn't come to me. So that's right. It's addressing the future, not the past. It's preventing tumah for the items which are brought henceforth into the house. So it's not going. It's protecting for the potential issues in the future. So you're back to the same idea. So you're not doing anything. So the Prima Gadam says that he doesn't understand. What you're doing is you're creating a scenario that I'm able to bring the items in. So that itself is the tikkun. The tikkun is not when the candy is brought in later on. I'm creating a scenario that I'm able to not have to deal with tumah. The tumah is already there. And I had this area, therefore, has limitations. And once they put the pekak in, the limitations are removed. So why isn't it called an immediate tikkun? So he doesn't understand this argument that the Magen Avraham.
Well, but in the original case, you could say I'm creating a tikkun because I don't have to preemptively remove my kelim. I know that the mace is a kosais, let's say. I know what's happening.
Yeah, but that we argue. We're definitely addressing a problem. But you can't call it a tikkun because there's no halachically it's not here yet.
There. Mm-hmm.
Right? Over here, the situation is already here. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't understand this. That's Prima Gadam does not understand this argument of the Magen Avraham.
What?
The Prima Gadam does not understand the Magen Avraham. Okay.
What's the Magen Avraham?
What we said, this argument of that it says you're not now doing anything. You definitely are doing something. Okay.
What's it you do?
Okay, well, meaning that, so now we said over here you could put the pekak on the chalon, and you could put this board, this shutter, into the window. And it's not considered that you're adding onto the building. So it's the reason why it's not considered adding onto the building is because it's made to open, and it's like the door. Doors are made to go open and shut all the time. So every time I open it, it's not called I broken that part of my building. Every time I close it, it's not called I'm building my building. So this is made to go in and out. So it's not considered that you're being moistive on the building. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, "I'm Berulacha." Take a look at the Berulacha with our meaning. The second Berulacha. I'm Mishnah Berurah. If it's only actually open this. Pekak that we're dealing with is only removed occasionally. Usur. Then it would be like being Moshe Al Kavua. Because the Magad Rabbah said, cut in Zion, people got him. Okay, and be in Shia Pekak Kosher, but totally be by them. So in that scenario, it would be Usur unless it was Kosher and totally. So he's made it the approximation of being used regularly because it's clear that it's not part of the binyan. It's attached to be able to be pulled out.
Being attached, even though you're not buying it again anytime soon, makes it.
Correct. Right. Now, Idim Rechakis is not a clear number. What exactly is the one that says the most addition over here? He says later on in Sif Gimel we're gonna he suggests possibly the shear of 30 days. He's not sure if you they're not clear that you can compare that halacha. We'll see later on over here if they have the same measurements of time, but theoretically that would be a shear.
For 30 days.
The Berulacha said if a person only opens the door occasionally, only opens this pekak of the chaloyin occasionally, then it's going to be problematic because it looks like you're building something, then later on you're taking it away. So if you only do it occasionally, it's a problem. So how long is occasionally? So maybe the shear is 30 days.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, this halacha that you can use it is only Shiachshav Alav Mi'Erev Shabbos L'Sasam. He planned before Shabbos to use it for this purpose. He can't decide on Shabbos to take this piece of wood, which is Muksa, and use it for a pekak. Even though he's never used it before for this purpose, the Machshava works. And for sure, this is definitely true. If you already used it at least once, so it means they've been used as a kli. So mela, there's no need to have any more thought process about it. So sometimes people leave it there, so he needs to decide before Shabbat that what his plan is, you know, that he's planning to put it and take it out. You never leave it there long. So the beggar is not mukhsar. He wants to hang the beggar over the window to keep the wind out. He wants to hang a towel there. Right? So he never planned to do this before Shabbos. So it's not about the beggar is not mukhsar, but the problem is you want to use it. The part of the heter for using it on Shabbos is because it's already been designated this is its function, so it's not considered in mukhsar. But if the person has not made the decision before Shabbos about this pekak, I don't know how long what's going to happen to it. But a case where that's irrelevant, the case of the beggar. The person never is going to leave it there. So he says, "Well, I need to make a conscious decision that I'm planning to take it off soon. Otherwise, I'm going to leave. I'm going to be mevatel there. No, I'm not. So we don't require that. So you can use it. I feel the to love me of Shabbos."
What do you mean? He
wants to hang a beggar there in the cover of the window. He can do that, even if he had no intention before Shabbos. That's what I said. Dalit. Okay. Then he said, the next case is now we're moving away from the peacock to the case of the cone. So this is like the crossbeam. So according to Rashi, Machshava over here is not enough, like the Shulchan says, that you need to do a tikkun. Well, to find what the tikkun is. Rashi and the Red Tam have a different argument. But Sheskino, they did a tikkun in it before Shabbos. Hanosh Shatochway, Eitzel Hadelus Bekaisel, Lois Shesagabai Semiskaris, Shnechet Sadelus. So they made it ready to use from before Shabbos. They don't have to actually be closing the door with it. But they put it there right next to the door, be ready to use when necessary. Okay, don't make sasa neger. Since they're not necessarily closing with it yet, so that's more like the case of the neger, which is more problematic. So once that's true, you don't need to tie it. Nami in sarach. You also don't need to be the Duke Shira, but we do need the Hishim Yisakan. So we had Rochos and Rashi and the Renal Tam. According to the Tam, you just need to be Yisakan it, prepare it for the usage, for the purpose of closing the door. Rashi says, no, you have to prepare for another usage besides. She said, Lekach, Hainu. The logic over here is by designating this for this purpose, it becomes, it's not a piece of wood anymore, now it's a kli. So it's a kli, it's not binding. According to Rashi, it has to be usable for other purposes other than this one he's using right now. All he has to do is designate that he's planning to close with it. The Mazenami Yesh Taras Kli Alav Vyotse Taras Binyan. Agolov is over here to take it out of the Taras Binyan and give it a Dinam Kli. So you accomplish that. If it's made for to go in and out of this go across the back of the door multiple times over Shabbos, whatever. It's not binyan anymore because it's clearly made not to stay there. So that the tikkun that you've done in that and making it roy for the usage is enough to take it out of a bit of a that's not called binyan. Rav Tam says ain't sorrow. It's a tzarek yeshalkel b'kribein otam. Echeres osan shachnorach le'el simen shin ches sifyon. So Mishabura says that le'es hatzarek, if you need to, if there's a compelling need, you can miss something on the sheet of the Ben Otam. The Ben Otam is basically nitka because Shulchan Aruch himself only brings, elsewhere only quotes Rashi's Peshat. So he means he's not being chashish for the Ben Otam at all. Or he's not being makel to the Ben Otam at all. But he's saying in the case of necessity, it's a tzarech, you can be saved for the Ben Otam. Where is that? Oh, the Rambam said that klis not leheter. The melechus anila he leheter, putting the beam across and holding the door. That's the, it's a kli. It has a function, but its function is heter. So it's klis not leheter, because what's wrong with the melechus anila who leheter? All it is just using this to close the door or to fill up the door, whatever it is. There's no veir involved in that per se.
Fine.
Ayinikach. Alkanosh and Moskim is Asim. What about the following question? I have the sick they would use in the Masika process, in the process of the harvesting and then the fermenting of the grapes. Shemoskim is Asim. So it's used, it's this stick which you can plunge into the big mass and move it around and crush things, etc. It's also made for it doubles as this cross beam. So now, what's my halacha? Even though they also use it besides to do Masika, which is harvesting the olives, they also use it for closing the door. So we have a question: what is it? How do we define this? We define this as that it's a klishim lata leheter or klishim lata leister. So closing the door is klishim lata leheter. Using it for the process of harvesting your olives is klishim lata leister. It's for an Isser purpose. So he's arguing that that's considered the primary usage, therefore it's considered a muksa. Okay. So once it's klish mat leheter, you can move it. Now, Mr. Shabura points out, we already discussed this before, but he just points out, what exactly are we saying? So klish mat leheter is mutter to move also under certain circumstances. So we're saying over here it's more mutter to move, it's klish mat leheter. So, Shabbos says, "How do I feel? Should other tzarkufa yom akayma?" So, by klishim lata leiser, it's only mutter to move it. Tzarkufa is tzark makayma. Either the one who's been entitled to the muksa says, "I need to use the muksa for something," or alternatively, there's
he needs to use
the place where the muksa is. He needs to remove it to be able to use the place. It's tzarkufa, tzark makayma. But if a person just wants to move it, stop. You're not allowed to buy klishim lata leiser. So Rachman Tzarka, he has some need, but that's not going to be matter by so if you define this as a klishim lata leheter, you can even move it. The more lotion in the kamel, so taking it away out of the sun into the shade to protect it, it shouldn't get damaged. So the truth is, cash me out over here, this is a relevant discussion. Because over here, it's a case of tsarkufoi. Say that whether this island is a melechus isser or melechus heter, but tsarkufoi, which is mutter. He needs it to use it to close the door. That's for him. That's called tsark of the person. Okay. Fine. You know, the binyan, I was going to kiss a nigger. So that's more like binyan. Because this almost looks like you're putting a spike in over there to close this off, to hold this part of the wall in place. The issue is there, Mishum Binyan. Okay, Binyan and Shehei Kosher. So theoretically, that's a binyan issue. So we solve that by making it clear that that's not what the person is doing. How do you do that? By tying it on. Yud Dalet. Yeah. So if it has a glister on top, so it's like a kli, hainu, tekimin the kli who lohavi kibinyan. Once it's a kli for these purposes, then you're saying it's not binyan. It's not designated to be part of the woodwork here. Clearly, you plan to use it for other purposes. Because it's obvious that this is. It was being planned to use other purposes. Can you show on Gurma Sedison? That's because the Ishmael Mishum Binyan. Kach Binyan Shehe Kosher. So we need to be kosher. That's not the problem. But if it's kosher, even with the Chebel Dak, so it's going to be mutter. Where are we going on? You're getting your page. And another scheme of the Klihu, the Holy Havinian, here they call the Fishaw, Masim Hashem. Now, you're tied up a Hebel Dak. Mashallah, the Alkaponim, Kosher, Mi Abinim. But you need to be tied. But the rope can't necessarily support the weight of this item. The Kaposka Tazak, Shira, Hili Kubit. You must have it tied. So they argue that once it's a kli, you don't need shira. So you give me something on that sheet. Biragrah mashin the mitzvah of the dinah kataz. Biragrah holds raya is that mikra din of the tas is right. That's not called preservation. I'm sorry. That's not called. Give me a second. My mind just went thinking about something else. The Taz says you have to have it tied on. So he's suggesting that maybe the Eli Rabbah says that maybe that's not required. The Gros says it's required. Menegar mechubar ledelis, what's the kliyam afalik shir? If the place where you store it is not you store it in the corner, but it's stored in the slot in the door. And then you take it out from the door and you put it in the ground. And then that's the same thing as kshira. You don't need kshira. That effect that it's stored in the door or with the door, as opposed to just being put in the corner, that itself creates the equivalent of kshira. That you don't need it to be hanging in the air. You just need it to be connected. Well, it is connected. You see, every time you pull it out, you stick it back into the door. Even though right now it's not connected, but the usage creates the perception of connection. That's sufficient. It cannot be lifted with this rope. She runs the top. If you try to pick it up with that rope, the rope will tear. Still, it's going to be a motor. If it has to be tied, but tying it doesn't have to be tied to the bricha delos. Feel it made the haber mina the enom nitri kokach the hurak lanila. If it's with the Briach HaDalos, understand its purpose is, its sole purpose is to help lock the door. Otherwise, I don't know what you plan to do with this thing. It's a spike. You're sticking to the ground. You're building something in your house. That's what I would have argued. I said, no, that's not true. It does not attach to Briach HaDalos. The mezuzah, Shachar HaDalos, it could also be tied up to the mezuzah. Now, if you have Rosh Glustov, this is the ultimate case that had a Glustov. It doesn't have a Glustov. It doesn't have the bulb on top. So you can't really use it for any pulverizing purposes. Should the Kibbutz Enel Anagar Teres Kli? If it's not a kli, so you're putting boards up in your house, you're putting your mom's building. No. It's obvious that you're not building. So you'd have to do some type of action. You need it to be kosher with a stronger rope, etc. Kesher omitz. Well, avachi oser. I feel like neger totally be'aber. Random nigger or it's klal boritz. So not only the rope has to be strong enough, but the
Rabbi Sosma.
But the knot has to be strong enough. If the knot's going to not be able to maintain it, it's also not good enough. We're just doing one more sieve cut and we're finished. Your test.
Knot's not going to be able to what? To maintain?
Maintain the neger in the air. So it's not going to be able to.
Neger in the air?
It has to be strong enough that you'd be able to pick it up and even though, right, the Mishmur says it's even though it's hanging. So I mean, it is strong enough. It's hanging in the air. But the problem is not going to last. It's going to fall off eventually. But you don't need it to be suspended. Even if it's lying on the ground, as long as it has this rope, is good enough. Shein oser. Kalei oser kosher mutar filled with chemal dak. As I see, a kosher shein oser only kosher shoyim to. The only problem is when your mamash take it out way totally. How does a kosher? It's not attached at all. Shoyim to mimokah machar. Chanel shom lehadelis manicha bekeren zavis. He takes it out of the floor. He puts it off into the corner. Does enanir kemuchan. So then it looks like it's a bonus situation. Let's hold it here.
So that's awesome.
On the sit base.